going to go back to a few of the questions, because at the time we were talking about your strips, your baby was crying, and what we're trying to do is just to get your voice in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what do you? What do you need to do to get the black ash? Like, she gave me this, but I'm trying to figure out why.
No, it's not hers.
Let me switch.
I'll give him that pencil to work with.
What does that do?
Oh, it's to get, in order to get the material she needs. Mm-hmm. What does she have to do? And is would it be easier if she could go?
Okay, I bet. What do you do to get the material you need for your basket making?
First you have to find a bush. That what looks like, you can always tell if there's going to be, if it looks like there's black ash in it or not, just the way it looks.
Okay.
Then.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you go in, you have to search around. When my mother finds one, she usually, you have to check it to see if it's a good log or not. So she cuts a little notch in it at the bottom, near the bottom. And she can tell by the layers if they're too thick or too thin. They have to be just right. Then that's a good one.
Mm.
And no knots, like has to be straight all the way up.
That must be hard to
get. Yeah. So it's not just any black ash tree that you see. You know, it might not be good.
Oh,
you have to check it.
I thought you could just go in there and see a black ash, cut it down, and bring it on.
No, and then and it has to be straight. Usually how you tell is when it's black ash to another sign is when, if you look up, you'll see the top is kind of bending over like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's bent over because the black ash is easy to bend. So when the wind blows, it bends it over, the top starts to come over like this. Chop it up, bring it back, about 6 feet long, and bring it home and start working on it right away.
Because you find it hard to find, where would you go to get this black ash? If you can't find it here on your reserve.
Well, like now I said, we're supposed to go to Curve Lake to this lady's bush. She has a craft shop and she's got a bush. And we could go in there and get as many as we wanted to. So we're supposed to make a day of it, one of these, pretty soon, and go up and get this from her.
You should let me know. Maybe I can go with you just to watch what you
mm-hmm.
do.
Yeah.
In order to get the black ash from this woman, would you have to give her something for taking something?
I think she wants baskets. She wants baskets for a craft shop in exchange for it.
Mm-hmm. So how would you feel about that? Would you feel that is a fair exchange? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel that it's going back to the time when they used to
barter? Yeah.
That's what I wanted you to say. Good girl. I didn't want to say it. I wanted you to say it. Do you think that bartering is still at large today? Do you think that is still being used?
Oh, yeah. Well, we went to this powwow. Ann Arbor this weekend, that's where I sold all the baskets. I had about five big pieces.
Uh-huh.
And we went over there and I exchanged a basket for these moccasins.
Oh yeah.
These are, that's a $50 pair.
Uh-huh.
I just exchanged one of my baskets for them. For
if
it.
I knew that, I'd make you a pair. I'll make you wraps. Do you ever keep the work that you do that's really something special? Do you keep that for yourself?
I haven't kept anything that I've made.
Why not?
Somebody always wants to buy it. Somebody always wants it.
Mm-hmm. Is it like the times when you somebody says, geez, I like your earrings, and you take it off and say,
mm-hmm.
here you are?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I And the things that I wanted too, like when I wanted a basket, my mother said, if you want one, make one. That's how come I started, I guess. Because she wouldn't make me one.
Oh, she knew how to trick her into making them. Isn't that interesting?
Do you ever sell at powwows, or are you ever asked to go to malls to show your work, or in schools? Or?
I only go with my mother where she goes, because she's the one that's well known for her basket making.
So you're more like the interpreter for her?
I trying to get her to speak for herself too, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard because sometimes they'll talk to her, she just won't say nothing. And
we know. She's a very nice woman. It's getting her to come bring herself out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that basket making is like a dying art, a dying craft?
Well, I guess because...
Like, especially on your research,
mm-hmm,
sorry.
Because my mother, we were just talking about that the other day, and she said almost all the ladies her age used to make baskets a long time ago. And my grandmother's age, too, she's almost all the women used to make it on this reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's only her, just like that. Hazel, you said she used to do it? Well, she doesn't do it anymore. So it's just my mother.
Mm-hmm. And how does it make you feel knowing that your mom has taught you this or left you with some sort of...
I wish she would have left me with more.
You always seem to feel that there's not enough time now. Is that how you feel?
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel at times, that I go to all the elders' place and I talk to the people and I sit there and I can sit there for hours just making them tell me more and more. And I always feel that because I've learned that this is the seventh year of the generations and we're the teachers, and if we don't learn to teach our kids now, it's going to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've heard it put that way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I feel this way, that I can't get enough, you know, I can't hold on to enough if I don't constantly remind myself of what people has told me and try to remember step for step, that if I don't have it, somebody else will have that missing step to put it together again and to bring it back, to revive the basket making or the beadwork or whatever the person is doing. How do you...
I'm going to go back for a minute because you said you wish she had taught you more.
Well, I mean more like language, you know. See, I don't have my language. I'm just not trying to get it back. So that's what I meant.
That's what you meant. I wondered, yeah.
What do you think can be done to keep it from dying?
The basket making?
Mm-hmm. We know, but we want you to be able to say it. It would be important for you to say it.
Just to teach our children. Like now my daughter, you know, she really wants to learn. And I think she's the only one. Like my other sisters, they're older than I am, and none of their daughters are interested in, well, they're all grown up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not interested in basket making and stuff. Maybe they are if they go there and visit her, you know, then they wanna try it, they wanna make it. But that's about it.
What do you think can be done to maintain and preserve the basket making? We know you've said it before, but I'd rather it come from you than from me.
Just to teach our children, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Can it be preserved by...
Oh, I don't think so. Not by that.
What about teaching in classrooms or going to schools and telling the kids how it's done step by step?
It may, yeah. If you could get something in a classroom, it might interest the girls.
Have you ever thought to do it yourself?
No.
Have you ever thought to say, I'd like to show part of what I know?
No, not, no, because I've just started, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think. Mm-hmm.
You're not qualified, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think you are, because you know a lot more than what those kids know.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know nothing at all. So even that little bit of what you're telling brings it out. Brings it out to them.
Maybe. They may ask for it. Or am I the one that has to go and ask me to do this?
That's right.
Is it?
Well, I accept that one of the reasons we're doing this is to be able to have lists of women who have skills that on the various reserves, so that the community, the schools, people will know that you exist and that you do it. Because, you know, people mention your mother, and maybe the people who know you really well know that you're doing it too, but maybe not enough know. But everybody who knows your mother tells me how shy she is. You know, it's very hard.
Don't make no noise.
To kind of put her in the position of having to be out with other people that really she doesn't feel comfortable.
She's been asked quite a few times to go out and do these things, but she won't. She's had classes though, like a few years ago they had I don't know what they call it, these about seven women. They went to I don't know where it was they went. Where they had these class? No, it was here on reserve at school or someplace they met, and she was giving them classes 3 times a week, I think it was, for 2 hours. And I don't know if any of those, well, none of the ones that were in her class have kept, you know, making it. They were just in her class, I think, just so they can say they made one basket, and that was it. And then everything was cut for them and done for them too, you know. That, so they didn't have that where they wanted to do it all the time. And
I think once the people know step by step, or even the kids, once they you get their interest in learning step by step what to look for, that eventually they'll want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's made me interested. I've never done, well, I've done basket making, but it's never been this way. I've done the stuff that you buy in the store and then you put it together, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've never done it actual where you're going out into the bush and you're meeting the nature and you're doing whatever it is you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's more interesting than going to the store and saying, here's $75, I need one basket quick that I can make up, you know? that's not like accomplishing anything. And even knowing that you can accomplish that much, to even get a little bit, that would make somebody feel a lot better, and they might continue to do this.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the reasons why I've tried to make baskets is because when I was about 7 or 8 years old, I used to go out with my mother. She used to have a bunch of baskets, you know, all loaded up, and my father used to take us out to like around Simcoe and some little towns around that way. We'd go around selling them, and I'd be carrying some, and she'd be carrying some, and we'd sell them all, like, in the day, and then that would be, like, you know, to buy the groceries.
Mm-hmm. See that's another thing, too. That's the first time I heard it put that way, where a little girl would feel that much proud of her mother's work to go out and sell it, and then knowing that, hey, I'm selling something that belongs to my mother. I've done it, and I want to do it again. Only this time, I want to be the one.
And then I used to go with her. She'd always take me. You know, I've got five sisters. Four sisters. She always used to take me to go in a bush to look for her handles next. Now, that's a different thing to look for.
Okay.
For the handles.
What are the handles made from?
They're made from soft maple, and they're quite strong.
Yes.
And you have to get the neck and how to shape them too, because they bend quite easy when they're wet too. That's when you have to, when you first cut them down. And I used to go with her in the bush all the time to get her logs. There's a certain bush. She never likes to tell where she gets it, you know. She just says, this bush over here. Okay, this bush down the road where we used to get it. I used to go with her all the time and help her get through her logs. Like, it was just me and her. And even after, when I moved off the reserve, and I used to live in the States, and when I used to come back on a weekend, she used to get me almost every time, and we'd to go get logs, come back with about three of them, three logs in the winter time on a weekend. It's really hard. It's hard work to get the log too. Everything is hard about it, but people think that it's easy, but it's not.
But see, I think that when people see this video, they'll know that it's hard. It's not as easy as people think. They do that with the beadwork too. They'll come up and they'll say, "That's nothing now.
Mm-hmm.
I can make that." So my husband sort of got mad and he said, "Okay," he says, "we've got $500 worth of stuff on this table." He says, "I'll give you a needle, a piece of thread, and a scissors, and I'll give you the beads. And if you can make it, you can have everything that's on this table. And you've got a half an hour to do it in, because that's how long it takes my wife to do this one necklace."
Oh, yeah.
And they couldn't do it. And that woman never said, she couldn't even thread a needle. It takes me about a second to thread a needle.
I know.
And it takes people that are learning almost an hour. If they don't break their thread, if they don't break their needle, or if they didn't, they're like this sometimes, they're like this sometimes.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you know, but it's the same with the basket.
When I was doing beadwork too, my nieces just come around and visit me, you know, and they want to get into my beads right away, and I don't like anybody getting into my beads. So I say, okay, you know, I put my stuff on a table and I tell them to thread their needle, and that's as far as they could get. They couldn't even thread their needles, so that kept them out of my beads anyways.
I've never tried that. I must try that. Usually I say, if you touch anything in my ass, you touch my beads, you're dead meat.
Mom.
She doesn't mince her words. Do you want to do another picture? Do another one? I've got some more paper. Let's get a pen this time. Okay?
I'll
hold that one.
Oh, we already asked it. Okay. Do you recall any traditional stories that speak of women, Native women doing their work, their craft work?
No.
You've never heard of them?
Mm-mm.
And,
You didn't start back until a couple years ago, is that right? You started all until a couple years ago.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. But you had first start learn a couple years ago, and then you didn't do it.
I took a year off.
Right.
Okay. And I was doing it for 2 years before.
That's the same way with beadwork. You have to take a while because you get tired of doing it. You don't want to put it away completely, but you have to put it away for a while because after a while your brain drains. You got a brain drain.
Did, when I think about some of the women that I've met, for some of the women I've said they had to leave they put their work aside because they had to work out, and get jobs, and earn money. And some women, it's because they had young children and they didn't have time. Is there a time in your life that's sort of easier? I mean, when you think of the past 10 years or so, that anything like that was an issue for you?
No, because like it's only been about, past 3 years that I've started.
Okay.
One time I tried before that, about 4 years ago I tried. And I even had my own log and everything. I bought a knife and my mother sharpened it for me and everything, and I brought all my stuff home and I was going to start cleaning it, and the first time I went like this with my knife, cut my thumb open so bad, like it seemed like it was bad, you know, great big cut right down my whole thumb. So I gave it up right away and I took everything back to my mother's. I even gave her my knife and everything, you know. I didn't want to do it after that. And then a year later, I tried it again, and that's when I was making it for about 2 years. And then I took this past year off, and now I've just started again.
Besides the basket making, Is there any other kind of work that you do? Like, do you go out teaching? Do you work outside the home?
No. Because I've got these two young guys. I was working before, but since I got them again, I never went out to work. Stayed home with them.
Do you have any work here at all?
No, like I sold them all. I was thinking about that, you know, that I had these baskets last week when you called.
Mm-hmm.
But they're gone now.
Do you know when you'd be going out to Curve Lake?
No. My mother hasn't said anything. I mean, she wants to go, but I don't know.
I don't want to intrude, but I wonder how. I would love to get some pictures.
That's what I was thinking too, you know, but it's really kind of hard for her. I don't know. I even asked her one time if this friend of mine could come with us in the bush. No, I'm not going. She didn't want to go even when just this friend came. And then there was this guy from Wisconsin wanted to come out and learn how to go get logs, and she wouldn't have nothing to do with going in the bush with him. She said, you can take him. She's telling me to take him, you know. So maybe since he's met you once, she may.
Yeah, talk to her and see what she thinks. And even if that wouldn't be okay with her, that's fine.
Or even if we went to your reserve.
Mm-hmm. That would be good. I'll see what I can do and see if we can set up something.
Because she's ready now. Because
my uncle's got quite a lot of land on the reserve, and all I have to do is call him, and he'll give his favorite niece anything she wants. Must suck. My mom says the same thing. Anyway, I'm finished with the questions because we've done basically everything.
Well, the two things that I would love would be
I want you to tell me your name. What's your name?
Gunny.
Okay. How old are you, Gunny?
Three.
Three? Do you go to school? Oh, you gonna answer? Do you go to school? Yes or no?
No.
Would you like to go to school? Yes or no?
Yes. No.
And then she came. What do you like doing?
And she brought this other something else that she.
Nothing.
What do you like doing? Do you like playing with your cars? Well, you gotta answer. You gotta say yes or you gotta say no.
Yes.
Do you like your baby brother?
No, him was scratching me and pulling my hair.
Him was scratching you and pulling your hair. Well, that's what baby brothers are supposed to do. Did you know that?
She won one for her class.
So you gotta like your brother. Do you like your sister?
Yeah. Her name is Janet.
What's your sister's name?
Janet.
Janet. How old is Janet? Six. Say six.
Six.
Do you like what your mom does? Do you like her basket she makes?
I think it's gone.
You don't? You must like your baskets.
What?
Do you like your mom's baskets? Yeah? What about your grandma? Do you love your grandma?
Yeah. My mom's mom. My mom's mom.
Yeah, your mom's mom. So do you miss your grandma? Do you go to see her all the time? You do? And what do you get from your grandma?
She's 5. She's in kindergarten.
Nothing. Nothing.
Her dog get me nothing.
I tried to ask her.
Well, maybe it's because she doesn't have too much to give. She's got a lot of love for you, though, doesn't she? Okay, well, we're going to have to go now. We're running out of tape. Okay?
Well, there's another family. Oh,